Happy New Year, everyone. What a blessing to be able to wake up into the first Sunday of the year. And this is a privilege. I know there are people right now who are fighting for their lives right now in a hospital bed. I know 2020, 2021 has not been easy. I've lost loved one. You have lost a lot of loved one here too. You've been affected one way or another with this virus. But the word, the encouraging word I have for you today, and that is including those who are watching us online, that we know that we each had different struggles throughout the 2021. But the word this morning that I have for you is that God will restore you. He is the refiner. He is the restorer. He is the one who promised that he will always be with you, no matter what. Yes, 2021 was hard, but we're leaving them behind. And the word today I want you to think about is restoration. If we're looking in the dictionary, the word restoration, one definition Webster gave is the act of restore, reinstated. But what I love is what the Bible say better regarding the word restoration. The word restoration is to receive back more than what you have lost, to the point where the final state is even better than what you had before. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? We receive back more, and the final state is even better. At Calvary, Christ redeemed us. We became sons and daughters, and he promised that never leave us, never forsake us. Sometimes with restoration, sometimes you and I, as human, there are some hurdles that we can have that can prevent us receive that word, receive that promise that he will restore us. One of them is to believe that you are perfect in the image of God. You are made perfect. Now, I know starting with me, say perfect. I am far from perfect, and my husband will tell you, far from perfect. But the promise is you are made righteous. And we read that in Psalm 139, verse 4. He said, I praise you because you have made us. We are wonderfully made. And what I want you to do to believe that word, let's close your eyes for a minute. Don't look at the person next to you. Say, I am perfect. Oh, you don't sound convincing. I mean, that's the hardest part, is to believe it. We're going to say it one more time. I am, let's say it together. I am, believe it. I didn't say that. The word says that you're perfect. To believe that no matter what happened in 2020, 21, what happened in the past, he redeemed you. He washed you with the blood of the Lamb. So those things that you had done before, they're all gone. He said you are perfect. When we receive him, we are righteous. The blood of Jesus washes you as white as snow. So you are perfect. Perfect to receive his restoration. Perfect that he, no matter what, he will restore you. The second thing that sometimes that can prevent us from receiving that word is number two, looking ourselves on the outside. And God promised what he said. He doesn't see you on the outside. He doesn't see you as you are, but he sees the heart. And we read in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. It says, do not look. God told Samuel, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature. Because I have rejected him, for the Lord sees not as man sees. Men look on the outward, but God look on the inside. We live in a fake society, and you guys know that. We live in a fake world. When you're looking at Instagram, you're looking at Facebook, all these sites, what you see on the outside is not really what's going on. And we all know that for sure. And I can tell you, as a Haitian person raised in the Caribbean, the way you present yourself, the way you look when you go into an office, when you go into a government place, dictate the service you will receive. According to the way you dress, that's how they will receive you. You wear jeans and sneakers. No one would pay attention to you. So let's even talk about the church. The Christian church, supposed to be Christian church. The way that you look, if you do not have dress to go to church, if you don't have shoes, you cannot go to church. And it's a sad thing. But I can tell you for myself, what we've been doing this, my husband and I, we've been doing this for 10 years. And we have a ministry team that every year we go. And there was a whole lesson with them. And anybody who's been to Haiti with me, some of you are here. There's a whole lesson on how to dress when we go to the church, on how you look. The dress have to be up to your long. You cannot have jewelry. And everything has to be, you basically have to look like a nun if you're a woman. My husband has a friend who's in the Caribbean that has invited us to go to minister at his church. And we had agreed to go. And we have spoken, you know, to our pastor who spoken, you know, that we were going to go. A week before we go, my husband got a phone call. And you know how as women we can hear, even though I wasn't listening, I wasn't on the other end, you could know exactly what the other person is saying. Only women can do that. You know, men cannot do that. And my husband is talking, and I heard him said, he didn't know I was listening. He said, the missionaries are not coming. It's only me and my wife. And my husband said, I know the dresses. I know, but you don't have to, my husband said, you don't have to worry about that because it's only me and my wife who's coming. And then he continued to say something, but I didn't know what he said. When my husband got off the phone, I said, what did he say about me? He said, oh, no, Rose, you always make things. He didn't say nothing. I said, he did. I can tell he did. So I said to my husband, we've been going to Haiti for 10 years. I know that the dresses have to be up to the floor. So what did he say? So I was upset. But my husband said, Rose, you always have a way, you know, to talk to me and to make sense out of me. So we decided we go. So when we went to that church, when you go to a Haitian church, they really want you to minister. They're from the beginning of the church to the end. It's different from the culture here. So the pastor said to me, he handed me a piece of paper, and that piece of paper was the entire service they want you to do, even though you don't know the church, you don't know the people. So we did. I minister in song, in worship, music, and then my husband broke the word. After I finished worshiping and gave the pulpit to my husband, I was sweaty. I was hot. And I don't mind being hot as long as I can find a place to refresh. So I went to the bathroom because the church has a bathroom. And I turned on the faucet. There was no water. And there was another water leaking in the bathroom. And I couldn't wash my face in it because I saw it was dirty. And then I'm standing there. You know, sometimes when you know there's something wrong, you can't figure out what was wrong. I'm standing there in front of the toilet like that. And then what I realized, what was confusing, is that the church was looking at me. And then there's a lady that said to me, oh, you need to use the restroom? I said, yes, I need to use. He said, oh, then I have to stand in front of the door for you so no one will see. Well, needless to say that I didn't use the restroom. The moral of the story where I'm getting is that after the service, I said to my husband, what's going on here? What's going on? The pastor was worried so much about what I had to look. Apparently, I was acceptable because I look in my closet, the longest dress I had, it was up to the floor. So I guess, you know, I was presentable up to them. I said, what's going on? Then when we came home, my husband called him. My husband started ministering to him and said, how can you have a church and there's women and there's the bathroom, you know, is not working. Where I was standing and ministering, there was a hole. So I was being very careful not to fall. There were so many things in wrong with that church. My husband said, how can that be? To make it matter even worse, and Brian will appreciate that, he works in construction. He builds house. And then he told my husband, half of the church, the men, they do the same thing. They construct, they fix bathroom, they fix church. And my husband said, how come the place that you worship, how can it look like that? The reason I wanted to tell you that story, it's not so much to talk about that church. But he said to my husband, I never see the things that you saw. I never see there was something wrong with the church. I never see there was something wrong with the bathroom. He said, thank you for opening my mind. I was focusing on the women of the church. I was focusing on who's sinning, on who needs to take the Lord's Supper, who cannot do this, who's doing that. That the focus wasn't on what God can do, but what I can control as a pastor, because he's looking on the outside. He's looking so much. And this is not only for that. This is for us too. Sometimes we look so much on the outside. We look so much what other people are doing on the outside. And then what God wants to do. What God wants to restore inside you. That it cannot be done because we are in a fake world. What is it that you, maybe that you are the one that God is talking to help somebody? And maybe the barrier that's in front of you is what you see. And even for me too, because I was upset not going. I said, God, forgive me. From that day that the pastor's wife, she kept calling. She said, Dr. Rose, she said, I'm so happy you came and my life changed. Well, her life changed. I didn't talk to her. Her life changed. I didn't do much. I didn't give myself so much because I was so taken back by what they thought of me. But yet, by not even saying anything, he said, by you coming and your husband, that makes a big, our church are different. And what is it that God wants to do in your life in 2020, wants to restore? And don't let what you see on the outside, don't let what's going on preventing you from stepping in, preventing you from accepting, yes, he is the restorer. The verse that I had also is Isaiah 61:7. He said, instead of your shame, there will be a double portion. Whatever you've lost, whatever you encounter in 2020, 2021, he said he'll give it to you double. Portion. Don't let this huddle come and put a dent on what God wants to do in your life. The third point I want to talk about is that your future is in God's hands. Your future, he's holding you in the palm of his hand. He loves you so much. Yes, we have gone through a lot of hurt. Yes. The pain is deep. Yes. The financial burden from the past years is a lot. But he is your refiner this morning. He is the one who's going to restore you. Jeremiah 30 verse 17 said, for I will restore your health. I will heal your wounds. He knows the wounds, declared the Lord. He cares for you. Let's look at 2022 as it's the year of restoration. I don't know what you've lost. I don't know what happened to you. We each have a story. But let's not woe on that story for that new year. Let's look at what God is going to do. Let's look at his promises that are yes and amen. Let's look at what he has said to you he's going to do, and to know that his will come through. His will be done in your life. God is a God. He is the restorer. He is the one that restores. No matter what you think, oh, me, I couldn't be. Yes, it will be, because he said so. Because at Calvary, when the blood was shed for each and one of you here. It was shed. And you know, the best part that I like is that God does not see you just like I see you here. He sees where you will be 20 years from now. When I started, I reached out. I didn't know what God was going to do in my life. I didn't want to. I was raising the church. I didn't want to be part of this. But God knew. If you had tell me, this is what we're going to do, we're going to go to nation, we're going to travel, we're going to minister. No. But he saw. And this is not yet. It's not yet done. That's what I like better. If you think where you are, oh, I'm a wife. No. God has more for you. He has more for you for 2022. If you didn't lose anything, you think I've got everything. No. There's much more. He is a good God. The great I am was the word this morning. And the victory is in him. You are victorious in 2022. Let's walk in as the word said. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand up together. Thank you, Jesus. There is that song that says, restoration. I want you to hear the first few words of that word, restoration. Let's bow our head and let's just play that song for a minute. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You bring restoration.
Thank you, Lord.
You bring restoration. Bring restoration.
Thank you, Lord.
To my soul.
Thank you, Lord.
You bring restoration.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
You bring restoration. You bring restoration.
This song ministers to you this morning. If you feel like you need to be restored, we open to you. If you feel you'll be restored, you need help, you need prayer, we open the altar to you. To come, and we will be more than happy to pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If the words have spoken to you this morning, we each have a different state in our lives. God wants to restore you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for that promise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Bring restoration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Every broken soul.
Thank you.
Every weary soul.
Yes.
Bring restoration.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We ask the prayer team to pray for these people that comes forward. Thank you, Father, to lay hands on. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name. I want the rest of you to raise your hand up while they're getting prayed. Raise your hand. When you raise your hand up, it's a sound of surrounding. It's a sound of saying, Lord, I need you. It's a sound of saying, I need you to restore me better, 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 and give us back what we've lost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you today. Father, we thank you for being the great restorer. We thank you for being the God who restores. You loves us just the way we are. Thank you, Father, for your promise that are yes and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word this morning. May it come alive in our heart. That when we leave here, we continue to believe it, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you said in Psalm 23, you are our shepherd. You are our shepherd. You restore our soul. You lead us in path of righteousness for your name's sake. Though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, we will not fear no evil. Your rod and compassion fail not. You build a table in front of my enemy. You anoint our head with oil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You said, surely goodness and mercy, they will follow us all the days of our life. Your surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord. We will dwell in the house of the Lord. Father, thank you for the word. Thank you for restoring our soul. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. We bless your name this morning. We glorify your name. We thank you. We thank you, Father. All the glory to you. All the praise be unto you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me. For restoring me, for restoring me, for restoring me, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the worlds ahead that are full of victory. You are the great. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We're going in peace. The altar is open. If you still need prayer, we'll be here to pray for you. May God bless you and Happy New Year.